There's been a bit of a buzz about eyebrows lately. There's even a new Twitter page called Lady Mary's Eyebrows. That's the newlywed Lady Mary Crawley of Downton Abbey, the hugely popular PBS series. Lady Mary's eyebrows have been pronounced perfectly arched. Even F. Scott Fitzgerald chimed in with his description of the botched eyebrow job Catherine made. Quote, her eyebrows had been plucked and then drawn again at a more rakish angle, but the efforts of nature toward the restoration of the old alignment gave a blurred air to her face, he says in The Great Gatsby. Whether Anne Hathaway or Brooke Shields' wild growth of eyebrows, or the thinly drawn pencil lines in the old 30s films, or even artist Frida Kahlo's memorable unibrow, brows matter. I hadn't really given it much thought until my hairstylist, Norma, informed me that mine were totally out of control. Peering into the mirror, I saw a reflection of the eyebrows of Andy Rooney and Groucho Marx in drag. Obviously, Norma had a point. The most famous of all eyebrows, those of Mona Lisa, are famous because they are missing. Techniques of the French engineer Pascal Cotte, founder of the Luminaire technology, used his newly developed camera to remove, virtually of course, layers and centuries of restoration and varnish on the most famous image in the world, to reveal how the mysterious Mona Lisa appeared to Da Vinci and his contemporaries in 1503. His findings show variations from the familiar jaundiced portrait we know today, a more defined and possibly less mysterious smile, eyes slightly different and a bit wider in the face than our current version. It has also been noted that the thin veil around her dress, called a guanello, was common apparel for pregnant or new mothers to wear at the time the portrait was painted. Mona Lisa had 5 children all told, and the date of the portrait does coincide with the birth of her second son. This may explain the henceforth enigmatic smile. Close-up and magnified images of the engineer show that Mona Lisa's left eye has a single brushstroke in the eyebrow region. Experts now think the eyebrows as well as the eyelashes may have been overly tidied up and restored by zealous cleanup crews in centuries past, who have actually scrubbed the brows and lashes clean off her face. Botox challenges our 21st century eyebrows. How can we possibly raise an eyebrow at our children's foolishness, or knit our brows in concentration, or furrow them over a problem, or even register surprise, when our eyebrows are frozen, paralyzed? We might as well be Mona Lisa, but without the smile or expressive eyebrows.